In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. We look today at Isaiah 50, one of the servant songs of Isaiah. Verse 4, "The Lord God hath given me the tongue of one who is learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Morning by morning he wakes me up and opens my ear to hear as one that is learned." Morning by morning he opens my ear. For the servant was one and is one who listened morning by morning. He was given a heart that, even though he was God, he did not count himself equal to God, a thing to be grasped at. Morning by morning, he opened his ear to the Lord. Morning by morning, he was instructed as to what to do and how to do it. For to know what to do is just half of the equation, but to know how to do it is the other part of the equation. Morning by morning, he opened my ear, and I did not rebel. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked my beard. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Oh, we see a picture of the passion of Jesus. I gave my back to smiters, to my cheeks to them that plucked out my beard. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. I tell you, Isaiah had a revelation of the suffering servant, a revelation that only God can give. 1,000 years before the coming of Messiah, Isaiah saw this. He saw this in vision. He saw this in vision and in time. He did not know what it completely meant. He had no idea. He himself was one who woke up morning by morning. He himself was the one who listened. And now he sees an image of a servant who suffers, an image of one who someone would turn their faces at, an image of one that someone would spit at and pluck his beard. And Isaiah saw this. It could have taken his breath away. What does this mean? Who is this man? Who is this person? Is this person Israel? I don't think so. Oh, Isaiah, though you saw it and though you experienced it, what did you think? What were your thoughts? What were your feelings? Did you understand that the very person that you saw would be the very one in time that would ransom your soul? Isaiah, when you looked and saw, envisioned this servant of Yahweh, this suffering man, did you know that he came to bear your sins and carry your sicknesses? Isaiah, did you know that? Did you know that he would be born of a virgin of the Holy Spirit? Even though you said those words, Isaiah, what did you know? What did you know? Oh, we look back. We look back from where we live today, and we know who this suffering servant is, because we know what Jesus did and how he was crucified and how they condemned him to an ignominious death. We see what Isaiah did not see, because we see from after the resurrection. But Isaiah, you saw something and you had no idea. Though you were faithful to write it down, you were faithful to describe, you were faithful because when you entered into the realm of revelation, you entered into the realm of eternity. When you entered into the realm of revelation, you entered into the realm of eternity. And though you did not understand, I guess you must have turned your own face as you saw the face of Messiah being, his beard being plucked, his back being whipped, his face being spit upon. Oh, my Jesus, have mercy on us for what we have done to you. Have mercy on us for what we have done to you. For we still do it. We still do it. We still do it. The innocent Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, slain from the foundation of the earth, suffered for us, so that we might live for him. And yet, Jesus, how few people live for you. How few people truly live for you. So few. So few. Oh Lord, change our hearts during this holy week. Change our hearts during this holy week, that we would see Jesus, and that we would allow all the suffering and all the pain that we experience to be given over to him. Oh, Jesus, we were the one who plucked out your beard. We were the ones who put you on the cross. We were the ones. We were the ones who crowned you with thorns. And yet, you hold nothing against us. You hold nothing against us. You knew that this was why you were born, and this was why you came into the world. You knew that the ransom had to be paid. That if the children of Adam needed to be redeemed, that you would take on that role of the Paschal Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. What the Lamb could not do in the time of Moses, you did. For the Lamb could have the angel of death pass over the houses. The blood of the Lamb could have the angel of death pass over the houses. But the blood of that Lamb could not absolve from sin, could not free from guilt, could not free us from putting you on the cross. The blood of that Lamb. The blood of that Lamb. the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. How can we better describe it? We couldn't. We couldn't. What Isaiah saw, he saw and did not understand. And yet we see and we still do not understand the price that you paid for our salvation. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Yesterday, as we heard the Passion being read, oh, I was so taken by the words of the Passion from St. Luke. I was so taken. Simon, Simon, Satan desired to sift you all like wheat. His desire to sift you all like wheat. But I have prayed for you that when you turn back, you may strengthen your brethren. Oh, yes. On that Passover night, you cried out, Simon, Simon, how Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned, you may strengthen your brothers. And then the answer was, oh Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. Oh, how brave you were, Simon. But Jesus knew you were made of flesh and blood. Jesus knew that you were just a man. And though you would say, I would go to jail for you, I would die for you, he knew that before the cock crowed, you would deny him three times. But you had something, Simon. You had the prayer of the Master. The prayer of the Master praying for you in your iniquity, in your sin. Oh, Satan desired to sift you like wheat. And all your brothers. But Jesus said, I have prayed for you. And things have not changed. Things have not changed. Satan has desired to sift the church, you and I, like wheat. He has desired that. He has desired to weaken the church, to weaken the people of God, to weaken their faith. Oh, he desired that ever so deeply. But he, Jesus, ever lives to make intercession for us as the great high priest. He says, I do not pray for the world, but I pray for them that you have given me out of the world, that they may be one as I am in thee, and thou art in me. Simon, Simon, Satan desired to sift you like wheat. And let me tell you this. With the scandal in Boston several years back, I tell you, Satan has desired to sift the church like wheat. He has desired to sift the church like wheat. let me tell you. And he has sifted the church ever so accurately. But Jesus says, I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you. Do you know today that he is praying for you? Do you know today at the Father's right hand is the great intercessor, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Mary, the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world? Do you know that? Do you know that we who have plucked his beard, and we who have lashed his back, and we who have spit on his face through our sin, do you know that we have been forgiven, and that he did it for you and me, and that if we were the only one, he would have gone to the cross for you, for me, for us? Do you know that the stakes are so great because the stakes are the eternal salvation of people? Do you know that? That's why Satan has desired to sift the church like wheat. And let me tell you, that is exactly what he has been doing. He has been sifting the church like wheat. But I tell you, Jesus says, I have prayed for you that when you turn, when you repent, you would strengthen your brothers. We are still in the sifting stage. How the devil mocks when another church closes. How the devil mocks when another door is locked and people cannot get before the Eucharist. How the devil mocks that another priest falls to his face in sin. How the devil mocks. How the devil mocks. But Jesus said, I have prayed for you. We have before the throne of God the great intercessor, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He now is praying for you at this moment and praying for me. He now ever lives to make intercession for us. He is the one that has taken the weak and made them strong, taken the Peter, the rock. He was no rock, he was a sponge. And made a sponge into a rock, because I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you that when you turn back, you would strengthen your brothers. It is the weak of the world that he has chosen. It is the weak, the bottom of the barrel that he has chosen. He has not chosen the cream of the crop, but the bottom of the barrel. And he says today, I am praying for you. I do not pray for the world, but I pray for them that thou hast given me out of the world. And for those that will follow them, I pray for them, not for the world. Let your consolation be today that the Master at the Father's right hand is praying for you. Let your consolation be today that if he could take a Peter that says, Lord, I would go to jail for you. I would die for you. Then we hear, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. Oh, Jesus, in your passion, remember your people. In your anguish, remember your church. In your rejection, remember your priests. In your abandonment, remember your priests. Remember Father Toomey today, Jesus, who has only done so much good. And we have treated him like dirt. Remember Father Toomey today. Remember the priests that suffer today because of an act that they did maybe 30 years ago and never did it again. Remember those priests, Jesus. Remember the people who were hurt, that have probably closed the door because what was done by a man of God. Only you know how Satan has desired to sift the church and the men and women of God. Only you know, and you see how he has conquered in 2007 up until this time. But there has to be a turnaround because you pray for us. There has to be a turnaround. So remember, remember these priests that this week that will not serve as they have served for years and who will be alone. Remember them, I pray. Remember them. Remember all the good they have done, and for one action, many of them have been thrown to the dogs. Remember them. Remember them. For did you not say, even if your mother would forsake you, I would never forsake you, for I have carved you on the palms of my hands. Remember your priests this week, as well as victims. For Lord, we are a sinful lot. We put you on the cross. We plucked out your beard. We lashed you with whips. We spit on your face. We hung you upon the cross. But you say not guilty. Remember mercy. Remember mercy again. And if your church is called to be a shadow of who you are, then what your church is to distribute, not only to lay people, but to priests who have sinned, mercy, mercy, mercy. I do not pray for the world, Jesus said. I pray for those whom you have given me out of the world, that they may be one as I am in thee and thou art in me. I pray that your prayer would be 100% effective in my life today, and in the life of every priest, especially those priests that have been thrown out. Have mercy on us, O God. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. I need to tell you that we are really in debt, and if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. If these broadcasts are a blessing to you, I really do need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. That's all we want to do, is to pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. It's Holy Week. It's time to reflect upon the passion of Jesus, and that he ever lives to make intercession for you. Yes, for you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.